Hi, this is Sandy Dover for Baller Mindframe, a partner of Complex Media, and we're running through the D-Rose 5 Boost, the Adidas D-Rose 5 Boost. This is a continuation of the BMF audio series, and you'll see images and hear audio of me talking about the D-Rose 5 Boost. Let's just get right into it. The Boost and the D-Rose 5 Boost changes the shoe dramatically. It actually is both a negative and a positive. And I say that for a couple of reasons. It's a positive because it actually makes the shoe feel much lighter underfoot. One of the things about the D-Rose shoes is that a lot of times they were made to really just take the weather, take a beating and keep going per D-Rose's instructions, per Derrick Rose's instructions, because he realized that growing up when he played in Chicago and Inglewood, that he would play in the same shoes everywhere, indoor, outdoor. And that was something that he put an emphasis on in his own shoe, that kids and other players would be able to play in the shoe, in his shoes, no matter what the venue, no matter what the conditions. And that's a beautiful thing. But it did make his shoes a little bit heavy, depending on just what your size was and maybe your body type and how you play. Well, this Boost actually makes the D-Rose 5 play a lot lighter and feel a lot lighter just when you're walking out of the box with it. The negative actually is that the high-density foam, while it's great in full-length capacity, it's only in the forefoot. And because the Boost is so light in the heel and midfoot, it kind of gives the illusion that, first of all, the Boost is best when it's full-length. Because even though it's light in the heel and midfoot, you really don't understand how great it is until you actually come off your toes with it. And because you don't have that experience with the D-Rose 5, being able to actually come off Boost from your toes, it makes the cushioning in the forefoot feel dead. Now, I imagine because it is this high-density Adiprint Plus-like foam that with really, really deep break-ins, you would be able to kind of actually get a better bounce from the foam, but it is a disappointment that the Boost doesn't run full length. And actually, in my opinion, if it were me, I would make it either full length Boost or I'd make it full length Adiprint Plus, because that gives it a much more substantial, I think, or not even substantial, but more consistent kind of cushioning. But this is a really stable shoe. It may be the best shoe of the bunch. And I don't say that lightly, because all the other D-Roses, even from number one, have been really great shoes. But this one is really great. Just the traction is deep. It's got herringbone, a wavy herringbone in the toes underneath, right next to a signature, and it's got kind of a square dot matrix. I guess it's not a true herringbone, but it's a square dot matrix traction underneath. And because of that same kind of high density foam being in the forefoot, they actually use that and make that the frame. So it's not a true sprint frame, but it actually does extend up over the shoe, kind of like how you would think of Nike's Air Penny from back about 20 years ago, how that foam kind of would extend up into the shoe. That's the way this does, and it kind of gives it a much more uniform, taut kind of fit. And because there's no sprint frame, they use torsion, which torsion's been around in the Adidas company for many, many years, 25 plus years. It's a really great shoe, or a really great system for the shoe, because it helps to transfer stress from the heel to the forefoot and vice versa, and it really does help the arch support. So I'm happy to see that in the Boost, in the D-Rose 5 Boost. Also in this edition that you see, it's a weave pattern right next to the laces and through the toes that actually helps the tensile strength of the shoe, keeps it very light. I like also too the open hole mesh in the tongue to allow some ventilation in. It varies how much you're gonna get out of it, and I'm still not sure you're gonna get a whole bunch out of it. But anytime you can get open hole mesh in a shoe, somewhere where the laces are covering your foot, that's a good place to start with when it comes to keeping your feet dry. There are lots of little details on this. There's little sayings like everybody eats and You know, there's a peace sign, two-handed or two-fingered peace sign on the sole. There are pods both on the ankles, kind of like GeoFit pods, actually. And they really, really do help the shoe stability. This shoe is all about stability. And I think that it's all the better for it. Between the foam that extends up to the upper, the pods, the proprioceptive pods for the ankle, so that you kind of get a feel for where your ankle is when you're playing. And then the dip into the Achilles to kind of give it some, give your foot more mobility. And also, too, there's the heel counter, which is a really, really large heel counter, which is secured by that same foam that extends up into the upper, like a sprint frame. It's a TPU heel counter with the D-Rose 1 logo, actually. And I think that's a really nice touch. And in fact, they make the Adidas logo, which is on the internal, the medial side pod of the shoe. They actually kind of just have that stamped in, so you don't see the Adidas logo. This is really a true Derrick Rose signature when you start looking at it like that. There's also the Adidas logo on the tongue, but they really made this a stylish shoe. Personally, I think this is probably the best one. It's the best one performance-wise, because actually the way that the foam extends up through the upper, it keeps the foot over the footbed. And that's not something you could really say you would get in the D-Rose 3 or even the D-Rose 4. The cushioning was good in those, but you just felt like a lot of times maybe that your foot wasn't as stable over the footbed. And with this, there's no question that your foot is over the sole at all times. And I think that's probably to help specifically Derrick Rose, so that his alignment with his legs and so forth and so on is spot on no matter what moves he's making. This is a really, really strong shoe, I think, for stability, for tensile strength, for a lightweight feel. It's just a really, really, really good shoe. Like I said, I would have preferred Boost all the way through or Adiprin Plus all the way through. But when you get a quality shoe like this and you get great traction like this and you get something that's pretty high fashion for a basketball shoe and for its price point, you really can't complain about it. And I'm sure we'll see other incarnations of the D-Rose 5 Boost for the playoffs and as is custom. So there's really not a lot to say about it other than it's a really, really great shoe. It's the best of the bunch. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Adidas is going to bring out for D-Rose, actually. But this is a really great shoe. This is the best thing. If you have issues with stability, if you want a shoe that's light, if you want a shoe where you're going to feel like you can take off in it, even though it's a mid-cut shoe, this is the shoe for you. If you're the type of person where you feel like you need a little bit more forefoot cushioning, I would advise, and I've noticed that there's a marked difference between this insole and the D-Rose 5 Boost and the other D-Rose series, is that they usually have thicker sock liners, much thicker sock liners. And this one is much thinner, and I think it's to kind of give more of a Boost feel, which it does that. It actually helps with that, but it does not aid in the forefoot push off, the forefoot cushioning, whereas the other sock liners were very thick, made of the same kind of Adiprin Plus foam, and they kind of aided in that kind of plush, deep bounce that you would get from a typical D-Rose shoe. So if you have any of the other D-Rose insoles that you're still using, swap those out if you want some more forefoot cushioning. Or you can just get another outsole or insole altogether so that you can kind of craft your cushioning. But beyond that, this is, it works. It works for narrow feet. It works for wide feet. Even if you don't like mid-cut shoes or high-top shoes, this works for you because it doesn't feel necessarily like a mid-cut. You know that Derrick Rose wears ankle braces. You may wear ankle braces. You may not need them for these because, like I said, you have two proprioceptive pods on each side of the shoe that you're wearing. And so you're getting that feel. You're getting that feel of stability there. So all in all, you really can't go wrong with the D-Rose 5 Boost. But again, see the images and hopefully if you get a chance, try them on and hopefully you like them.